Yeah. Yeah. You didn't expect, you didn't know what to expect. And then I just hit you with a classic.
Yes.
We got these new Samsung phones and fresh off the heels. We're fresh off the heels.
The heels of what?
Of the new Samsung phones. The release, the announcement, all of it. Fresh off the heels. What does that mean? Why are we fresh off the heels? What does it mean? No one looks into this. People say it, they don't look into it. You're fresh off the heels.
Hot off the heels.
Go down there. On the heels. What does it mean? Go to a free dictionary. Yeah, right there. Hot off. Okay, you could have went to the other one. On the heels. Following close behind or soon after someone or something. You're on the heels. Mm. So if you're fresh off the heels. You're just following it. Anyway. Who can keep it all together? English language. Idioms. Sayings. Slang. We've been on Earth for a while, so come up with things. Fresh off the heels, or on the heels, of the S20, S20 Plus, S20 Ultra smartphones, Galaxy Z Flip. We already got the stuff churning, the new stuff churning like butter. And, of course, I'm referring to this new article here about the Note 20 line, because you can't leave the Note behind. Note still has a fan base, I'm sure you're aware. Mm-hmm. And the Note's feeling left behind, right? I mean, it's hard to buy a Note right now with all those hot off the heels. Mm-hmm. It's hard to pay attention to the Note right now. What's the lifespan of a smartphone in 2020? 20 minutes?
I would say so.
20 days? I mean, you can only really enjoy your phone for 4 months before they start talking about that next one. Yeah. Maybe 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then you start feeling outdated. I'm not saying you are. You got the previous Note. Live your life. Mm-hmm. Do your thing. Use your pen. Mm-hmm. Your pen still works.
It does.
You see that?
Well, not my pen because I don't use the Note, but I'm sure...
No, but if you had a Note, you might use the pen.
You know.
Yeah, because you had the whole sketching thing going on for years. And now what? You retired?
A little bit, yeah.
Now you're more into your original background.
CNC milling?
Yeah. Because you used to be the guy you were...
I can't believe that's such a hot topic for you.
You remember you were the guy on the bus with the sketch pad?
I was that guy.
Yeah, for a few years or whatever it was.
With the headphones on.
You had the French hat. Remember that?
Yeah.
And a striped shirt. You look like a sailor. Anyway, so you can't even enjoy that Note series now because you got to hear all about this Note 20 and how great it's going to be. And it's going to have all the improvements, basically, that the... all the improvements that... This is not my right mouse. Yeah, where is my other one? There it is. All the improvements of the latest S20 stuff and maybe even a step greater. Well, mm-hmm. How about that? Apparently, there's been a patent filing, which is the way a lot of these things go. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has approved Samsung's request for a patent for some new technology that we might see first on a Galaxy Note 20 later this year. Well, that's some hefty speculation on behalf of Alan Friedman and PhoneArena.com. Looks like he knows what he's talking about, though. So the patent was a very bizarre patent. It shows a button. An important button. Please secure the button. Secure your buttons. It shows a button, which is poking through some glass. And this is a big deal. Isn't it amazing? Type of stuff get you juiced up in this day and age. It's a button, but it comes through glass. It pokes through glass. Well, I guess it matters because it's obviously hard to do. And what you're looking at here in figure 3A that Will is showing you, you are looking at this waterfall style display that brings the glass all the way around the thing. The best reference point for the most aggressive version of this was on, what was it, the Huawei Mate
30 Pro?
Yes. And that brought a physical button as well. But what they did to bring a physical button up to a reasonable location is they just brought as close as they could on the bottom side of the frame. So it was still embedded in the metallic frame. It's just that it was set back further on the device in order to get that physical button. Mm. Nobody wants to give up at least one physical button, it seems like. So what Samsung says in the patent is, well, we'll just cut a precision region into the glass and the button will poke through there. And that's what you're looking at in this particular patent. So now you have the benefit of having the button in a more comfortable location as opposed to being wedged onto what at that point becomes the back of the device. And beyond that, man, you're not seeing any other buttons here. That's the one button that you seem to get in the future. You still get that button. Mm-hmm. But the others, they can be on the screen or however else they decide to hide them. It seems to be that this is a futuristic endeavor. I think this also shows, and I'm not sure how to read this figure completely, but it looks like the front-facing cameras are embedded under the display as well. So this could be future-proofing. This could be way in the distance. This might not necessarily be the next Note series, but it obviously coincides with Samsung's next smartphone. Presumably they're working on it, and now you have the patent filing. So it could pop up, maybe not in this version, maybe in a future version. I know people, it's a controversial subject amongst smartphone enthusiasts.
The waterfall?
The idea that your display has to keep wrapping all around things. That your display just keeps...
I hate when that happens.
Exactly. And so some people were applauding Samsung because the latest release, the screens got flatter. Mm-hmm. Of course, in Apple land, the screens are flat. Mm-hmm. So do we want this curved thing? How do we deal with accidental presses? Maybe there is software we haven't seen yet. Maybe they make improvements. Maybe all of a sudden the rejection is just spot on.
No.
Spot on. Mm. Spot on like your button. Button. Like your button. Like your button. What else do we see in here? There's another... Okay, so that's kind of cool, but not that crazy. The crazy part comes down here. The patent also included some interesting information, including the possibility that future Galaxy phones might feature a holographic projector that displays a stereoscopic image in the air! Hmm. I'm just going to sit back here.
That's way more impressive.
I'm going to sit back here. I'm going to sit all the way back here. That's what you want, Will.
Yeah.
You're Can we Mr. get that Hologram. Now? Mm-hmm. Tony Stark over there.
Yeah. Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, we're so far out on this. Are we? They put this in a patent. Well, we're not. It doesn't mean we're seeing it. You're not going to see a solid hologram Obi-Wan situation. Comes back. He's telling you about the dark side or whatever he's doing.
Obi-Wan.
What does he come back and tells Luke?
Princess Leia.
No, or earlier on, doesn't Obi-Wan jump in there? he jumps he in. It's like in a little village or something. He jumps in. He jumps out. Plus, he can't die.
No, he's a ghost. Spoiler.
So I'm saying he could easily be a hologram if he wanted. Easily, he could do a recording.
Empire.
No, but it's not the ghost. I'm saying he talked to somebody early. Who did he train?
Like young.
Who did Obi-Wan train? Who was he? He trained Luke? Yeah, he talked to Luke. He talked to Luke at some point. I'm telling you. He talked to Luke in like in his village or something. I don't know. Anyway, this is in, what do they call that? This is different canon. This is my own personal fandom canon. I just,
You're paraphrasing.
It's very popular online, my storyline. You just didn't see it yet, but it's hot. It's hotter than the main storyline. It's all hologram all the time.
Okay.
Okay? Max hologram. Anyway, they say they're working on it. Other possible features include an EMG sensor, an EEG sensor, an ECG sensor, and a fingerprint sensor. This thing can give you the full physical workup. This next phone, all right? It's going to crawl across your body over there. Yeah. And let you know how the type of bad shape that you're in.
Oh, boy.
Type of garbage you've been putting in there. Yeah. Yeah. What else? Okay, so some other stuff. This is more predictable stuff. Snapdragon 865 mobile platform, and you're probably going to see an improved battery. They got to step it up. Why? Because you put the 5,000 milliamp hour in a S-series device. Note series, always been the powerhouse, productivity king. I believe it's got to have 5,000 milliamp hours. So some of this stuff exciting, some of it more science fiction than reality. But it's cool that the stuff happens. They're sitting there thinking about holograms in Korea. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A Star Wars fan must be in there. You know,
what I'm saying
about
here?
The future. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Maybe, who knows? Maybe internally they're already testing that stuff in HQ. You know, it could be their own Obi-Wan moments from room to room.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. OnePlus 8 launch will only take place online due to that outbreak. That thing's still going on.
Yes, it is.
Unbelievable. It's no good, man. I'm not happy about it.
No. Cruise ships, you know, docking, and quarantine.
God!
Terrible.
You were just asking me, you say, are people going out? What do people get to do? You're quarantined. What do you get to? You're looking at the walls over here. You're going nuts. Mm-hmm. It's not ideal, obviously. I mean, I'm stating the obvious here. But anyway, we've been covering the fact that it is impacting the smartphone marketplace substantially. In some cases, probably in ways we can't even see and aren't being reported on. We have this report, though, today, suggesting that OnePlus is going to skip out. Oh, what is this? Reports of canceling an offline launch event due to coronavirus are false. We have an update. It's just a live update. Da-na-na, da-na-na. That's SportsCenter. This is much more hard-hitting news than sports. OnePlus denies that their offline launch event was canceled due to coronavirus. Oh, now we got it. Now it's a conspiracy. Now you hop on the Reddit. You get to the bottom of it, Will. Mm. You get back to us in a couple weeks.
Sure.
But the point being is OnePlus has recently been hosting events for smartphone launches. They were in New York. They've been embracing the idea of smartphone launch events, and they will not be doing so for this next one. So you can, I suppose now you can come up with your own reasoning for why. Maybe they have other reasons. Here's the thing. You want to go full conspiracy right now? You want to do this right now? Maybe it's a supply issue because of coronavirus. So then they're saying, we don't want to promote this thing too much because we can't even really supply it.
Mm-hmm. Keep it low key.
So, yeah, we worked on it. We've got this thing, but we're going to sell out in like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. We can't.
There's like five devices.
We can't.
Yeah.
You know, the usual.
Yeah, pulling the levers.
That's the usual. Yeah. You go to Shenzhen, that's the usual. It's another day. It's a Tuesday. We covered it. Mm-hmm. It's always
that song.
It's always Acme.
Yeah.
Remember Acme?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Pumping out the anvils.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you like that one.
Pumping out the anvils.
Remember the anvils? Because they can't fill enough anvil orders.
Yeah.
Who needs those? I don't know.
The dynamite rockets?
Yeah, somebody needs all that. Probably a coyote or something.
Coyote, yeah.
Probably a coyote needs those. Are we 74 years old? Yeah, we definitely are. I don't mind. It's fine. I do go through the routine, have an English muffin or something. I don't mind. I don't got any problem with it. If I take an English muffin, though, I'll tell you what I do.
What's that?
I toast it hard. I don't put it in there in a level two or something and say, oh, I have a warm English muffin.
With your churned butter.
And I'll tell you something. If you want a crunchy English muffin, you really got to toast it. Because an English muffin is toast resistant.
It's got that thick dough.
Exactly. It's very soft and it's moist and it's toast resistant. So you got to hit an English muffin with a level 5, 6, 7 in that territory. I don't know about your toaster. Yeah. You got to hit it hard. Yeah. And it comes out of there reluctantly crunchy.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, you take that English muffin and then since it's already crunchy, you apply the crunchy peanut butter as well with the peanut butter pieces. And now you got a day ahead of you. Now your life's in front of you.
Yes.
Instead of behind.
Yeah.
From that moment forward. Anyway, conspiracies aside, there will be no physical event. It won't be the first time that OnePlus has done a completely online event. They did it for the OnePlus 2 launch and they did it for the OnePlus 5 launch. So it's not, there is a precedent for it, but I catch a feeling right now that given everything that's going on, it would be hard to imagine that the outbreak hasn't influenced this in some way. Maybe not a specific event cancellation, but maybe a supply chain thing. It's influencing everything right now. Mm-hmm. So either way, no OnePlus 8 launch event. Don't book your tickets. Don't stamp your passport just yet. All you got to do is keep it locked on the internet and you'll find out whatever all of us are going to find out. Mm-hmm. Tesla partners with Hot Wheels on Cybertruck remote controlled toys. Pre-orders are open.
You mean this one right here?
Oh, well, that one, you beat him to the punch.
Oh, yeah.
What was it, John sent that over?
Oh, gosh. John Manta.
Yeah, man. He 3D printed, painted lights. He beat him to it.
Yeah.
Never mind Hot Wheels. Well, something tells me Hot Wheels might move a few units. And I got to just give a shout out to Hot Wheels sticking around. We keep reading about the retail apocalypse and the GameStops and the Sears and the Kmarts and the Blockbusters. I guess those are all stores. Mm-hmm. But I guess the same could happen to brands. And Hot Wheels has been around and they stay around.
Iconic.
And it's decisions like this to stay with the times. All of a sudden, I'll tell you what, my kid's going to be asking for that for sure.
With the little tiny one too?
Absolutely, they're asking for that.
Very cool.
And Hot Wheels is going to meet Christmas time for 2020. They're going to meet the time criteria.
Right on.
So you can pre-order this right now for your youngster or yourself. I don't care. Okay. And it's going to be a hot seller. It's probably going to sell out, to be honest. And it's kind of funny because it is some small version of the actual Cybertruck hype. It's weird how it just maps perfectly. Mm-hmm. It's not a Cybertruck, but it's a little toy that's a Cybertruck. You sit there and you think, sort of feels like I got a Cyber. It kind of feels like I got one of those on pre-order.
It's very scalable.
Yeah, except I only got to spend, for the little one, $20. $20. You pay $20, you kind of feel you're in the group. The Cybertruck group, to a certain extent. And if you're going to buy the actual truck as well, why not get the toy to go with it in advance? So you get it for a year, you play with it on a desk, and imagine yourself once the actual Cybertruck shows up. You're just a grown man rolling a car across the table.
Nothing wrong with that.
Which is what you're doing right now, you love it on your desk.
Yeah, when everyone leaves.
Yeah, you got the car right there.
Play around with it.
And from a...
on the carpet.
From a psychological standpoint, you're the healthiest one here.
Of course.
So what does that tell you? Roll a car on your desk. Jeez. Stop stressing out so much. Just roll the car around. You don't need to be fidget spinning or tapping or scratching.
Yeah. Did you mention that
spinning the tops?
Yeah.
The spinning of the tops? No, you just roll an old-fashioned Hot Wheels.
There you go. Did you mention that it's remote controlled?
So it's an RC vehicle.
It is, yes.
Will keeping us on task here. Way to go. That should be your exclusive job here. Because the people, they're screaming out there. Like, talk about the thing, man!
Oh, the little one is, too. I thought it was just a regular Hot Wheels
car. But I got to explain to people something.
All right.
I'm telling you, that's the ride. That's the ride.
This is the one.
No, it's just, that's the test. Engagement. Mm. You know? Abstraction. Commitment. We don't know where we're going, Will.
Well, clearly.
Exactly. No, but on the other level. On the other level. We don't know where we're going on this spaceship right now.
No.
Yeah, it's what you're on, a spaceship. This
thing that we call
Earth. Yeah, it's a soil spaceship. Mm-hmm. A spaceship made of rocking liquid gas.
And TikTok.
Hey, man, why you got to bring it down? Why you got to bring it like that? Talking about natural resources. Anyway, the Cybertruck is ready for your rock and soil. About to go over top of it while on this spaceship Earth. They're going to make two versions of it, both remote control, which is cool. The mini one is so cute. Look at that. Look at the scale of it next to the remote control. It's hilarious. It's so much fun. $20 to get you started. It's 1/64 scale. There's going to be a bigger one for the real collectors, which is going to be $400. That is a little pricey, but it's 1/10 scale. And you get the better controller, and I presume the whole thing is just going to be more robust, faster, and so forth. I think they're both cool. This one is more for the dudes who actually ordered the truck, or for the grown-ups that still like toys. Well, actually, look at it. Ages 14 plus. Right there. Available to ship December 15th. And then the other one is more the casual fan. Having a good time. $20. Same deal. I think the smaller one will ship at the same time. And then there's going to be some people that are actually probably going to get both. Now, what's interesting is when you scroll down on the article, you see the 3D printed starting point for the eventual RC truck. So, I mean, they had the same idea as our pal John did, who sent us this one. Hmm. You scroll down a little bit more. One more time. Yeah, you got the 3D printed mock-up, essentially. He had the Hot Wheel. This guy had the Hot Wheel in advance. So shout out one more time to John. Yeah, I think they're going to be a hit. It's a great combination of things, and it's just enthusiasm in general. I understand some people hate the whole Cybertruck thing. Well, that's what happens. It's human beings on planet Earth. You love some things. You hate some things. Nonetheless, they both ship December 15th, and I think it's going to make some kids happy. Couple kids out there happy, plus a couple grown-up kids happy as well. I'm gonna order both. I'll order them both, cause I just, you know.
Yeah,
it's just a fun. It's a fun. I maybe I won't. Maybe I'm just saying I will. How am I gonna remember? When? Right after this? When am I ordering this? Oh, maybe Hot Wheels can send it over. Maybe we can get it in advance of the actual ship date. Hot Wheels, look at me, Hot Wheels. Look me in the eye, Hot Wheels. As soon as you can get me the prototype or something. I want to drive it. I'll drive around a place. I'll tell everybody about it.
Yeah, we should have four.
We're driving around a place, a little race, Cybertruck race. We'll do towing. We'll try to tow something with the Cybertruck. And plus, it can battle Otis for supremacy of the space. So a lot of fun to be had. Hot Wheels, get in touch. Send it to Will. Email will@loulater.com, please. Or Will will email you. That's how we're going to get it in this place. Because, you know, if it's up to me and I'm clicking add to cart and I'm inputting credit card, it's not happening.
No.
It's a lot of steps right there. Plus, it's December 15th, man. Am I even going to remember any of this? December 15th, 2020? Am I going to remember this stuff? Yeah. I mean, I'm being completely honest. I wouldn't even remember what I have and haven't done. Though it could be a pleasant surprise. All right, it's the last one here. What a bizarre story this is. Turning billions of 20-pound notes into compost. right now in the UK, they're trying to get rid of $20 bills, 20 pound bills. And they're trying to do it en masse, get rid of them all at once. They're not happy about them. They don't like them. They're typical traditional paper type bills. And they want to go to the high tech stuff. We have the high tech stuff. You have a high tech bill on you right now, Will? People don't know. People watching in the US, we got polymer bills. You can put a one of these bills through the wash. It looks great. Mm. Our new bills. Mm-hmm. Are they all converted? 100 all the way down. Yeah, the $10, the new $10 is vertical. Yeah, we got a vertical 10. We're just having fun. Mm-hmm. Somebody in the design office over there.
Yeah.
Triangle bills, and we don't have those yet, but
yeah.
So anyway, they're trying to get with the times. They're trying to modernize the cash, which is kind of funny because cash in and of itself, not the modern form of payment. But I guess while they're still hanging on to it, it might as well be cool looking and made of some next gen material. But the interesting part here, well, there's two things. It's the scale of it. The task is to destroy $40 billion worth of paper. I just love that thought. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're just going to... Yeah, we just got to get rid of $40 billion worth of paper. Yeah. Imagine everybody along the way that's working at department. They got stacks, $10,000 per brick. Yeah. And they're just like, I'm just destroying this, huh? Who's counting how much of it's destroyed? I mean, I'm not making any accusations here. Mm-hmm. But that is a boatload of cash that has to make its way through that facility to be destroyed. Mm-hmm. And the other part that I like is apparently they're going to try to compost it. They feel like they can feed the soil with this stuff.
Hmm. That's some rich soil.
Oh, I'm out. I don't know. Do we keep talking after that? I don't know if we got to keep talking. There's a little bit more to know. I don't know. That would have been a beautiful. Oh, I feel like you should have saved it.
Yeah.
But then again, the timing was fantastic. Yeah. There may have been another. I don't know. Okay, so the old 20-pound notes will be wrapped into blocks of 50,000 pounds each. They're tightly packed, sealed, and stored in metal cages in the cash center's vault. All right, well, so in case you need the details where these are going to be stored, the garbage notes.
Okay.
They're just destined for a garbage can, just to be clear. The bank will use a composting treatment similar to that used in the treatment of food waste to create a soil improver. Hmm. You improve the soil there. This was your next chance. Mm-hmm. You're going to improve the soil with the cash, with the melted paper bills.
Yeah.
What a weird. You chop down the trees to make the pulp, to make the bills, to feed them back into the earth, to feed the soil. Hmm. How you like that? You put the cash back where it started.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else is cool here? You eventually, for now, when you spend the money, it will just be gone. It will go to the bank and not come out. It will be replaced with the other bill. But it will get to a point where they'll tell you, look, if you don't cash that in, you think you're going to hold on to that? It's going to lose its capability as legal tender. So they will force you into getting rid of those paper bills at a particular date. So that's what's worth noting. In the old days, Will, because I know you're a historian yourself, they used to just burn it in an incinerator up until 2007. Mm. Where was it? No, let's look here. Let's get the right details. Last time the 20-pound bill was replaced was 2007, and it took 3 years for that one to be stopped being used as legal tender. Though they say it could be quicker this time. There's a warehouse on a back street in London with two huge high-speed note sorting machines. Thousands of pounds every minute. Pounds meaning British pounds, not weight pounds. Up until 1990, the Bank of England used to take all of its old notes and burn them in an incinerator to help heat its building in the city of London.
Whoa.
How's that for, you know, people who are not big fans of government, of the government? That's just so poetically. The city of London used to heat the municipal building by burning old bills. Don't you just love that visual? Mm-hmm. Of course, it doesn't matter. You can make as much. They can make as much currency as they want. It doesn't matter. But it's just, it's a fun visual for a historian like yourself.
Yeah.
We don't have any ending here that's as good as your rich soil, enriching the soil. So I'm just going to leave it there, and whatever you can do to end the show, you go for it right now. Try to live up to your last one-liner there.
Oh, well, I don't really have anything to say, so have a good day, everyone.